At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. More lawsuits have been filed against the former McKinney police officer accused of using excessive force while breaking up a chaotic pool party in 2015. Eric Casebolt made national headlines for pinning a 15-year-old black girl to the ground. As DeJeria Becton's lawsuit over that continues through the courts, six other black teens have filed two federal lawsuits against the city of McKinney and Casebolt. The suits filed last month on the second anniversary of the pool party say Casebolt, who is white, used excessive force, quote, particularly against black people, and intentionally inflicted emotional distress. One of the suits also names the president of the Craig Ranch Homeowners Association at the time of the party. Neither Kenneth Davis nor Casebolt's attorney have commented. Texas Senator Ted Cruz was in McKinney last night for a town hall with veterans. He spoke mostly about veterans issues, but also spent some time discussing problems with the Affordable Care Act, or ACA.
Because Obamacare kicks in at 50 employees, there are literally millions of small businesses across Texas and across the country that are at 47, 48, 49 employees, and they don't grow over 50 because over 50 they fall under Obamacare. That means there are millions of jobs that we could be having. They want to grow, they want to expand, but Obamacare drive them out of business.
The Republican opposes the Senate's current version of a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. Instead, he's proposed an amendment allowing insurers who carry ACA-compliant policies to also sell cheaper policies that don't comply with the current law. Cruz also said he supported President Trump's suggestion of immediately repealing the Affordable Care Act and replacing it later if Republicans couldn't settle on a new law right away. Dallas director David Lowery broke big last summer with his remake of the Disney classic Pete's Dragon. For his new film, A Ghost Story, Lowery returns to his indie roots to tell a story of a ghost revisiting his former life. He spoke with our big screen team.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today we're talking with David Lowery about his new film, A Ghost Story. David, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
A Ghost Story revolves around a couple played by Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara. And Affleck's character is killed in a car accident, and he returns back to sort of revisit some of the scenes in his former life as a ghost, like the actual kind that wears a white sheet. And you could have gone a lot of different directions in how you portrayed the story's ghost. I wonder how you chose the way that you did.
That was always the central idea, was that we were going to make a haunted house movie or a ghost story, a literal ghost story, with the ghost represented by a guy in a sheet. I just loved that image, and I loved the idea of doing that. And I had a bunch of different ideas over the years of how I might execute such an idea, but this was the form it ultimately took.
So this is definitely not quite as big as, say, Pete's Dragon, the last movie you made. It's much more in vein of the more independent, smaller films that you made your name with.
You know, I don't really like to limit myself to any one type of film, and they're only as big as you let them get, I guess. I mean, Pete's Dragon obviously needed to be pretty big because we had a big CGI dragon in it, and it was a Disney movie, but, you know, making this film felt exactly the same. So, you know, I think the budget of the movie probably was about the cost of a single day of production on Ain't the Body Saints, if that gives you an idea of, like, how small this movie was. But the act of making it doesn't really feel that different.
You mentioned Ain't the Body Saints, which is the first time you worked with Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara together. What is it about the two of them that makes them a good pair for each other?
They just have really great chemistry. They really like each other, and they it shows on screen. And I knew that if we were going to kill off Casey in the first 5 minutes of the film, then Rooney would definitely like be able to sell his absence for us because she does care about him. I also really just wanted to make this movie with friends. You know, I'm lucky enough to be able to call them both friends, so I was able to just text them both and say, hey, do you want to come to Texas for 2 weeks and make something weird? And they both said yes.
So this is very much a local production, A Ghost Story. I'm wondering if you could tell us what Dallas area locations we might keep an eye out for as we watch A Ghost Story.
It was all over the place. I mean, we shot most of the movie at a house that no longer exists in Irving, right off Beltline and 183. And then we shot some at the City Place building that is featured prominently. The Museum Tower is featured prominently.
How long a shoot?
We shot for 19 days in June and July and then came back for another 10 days in August. So it was ultimately 29 days.
So your pitch was, you guys should come to Texas and it's going to be the hottest time of year. You'll love it.
And you'll have a sheet over your head for the whole movie.
I didn't have to do much selling on that because Casey and Rooney both just love hot weather and they hate air conditioning. It's the weirdest thing. And I knew that from the last film we did together. So I didn't have to warn them about that one. But that sheet, you know, I wore it at certain points and it was definitely not a fun thing to wear in the summer.
One of the ideas in the movie is how the world kind of keeps spinning even after we're gone and other people keep on living, and also how we're remembered after we're gone. Those are pretty weighty topics. What got you thinking about those ideas?
I mean, those are just ideas that I think about and they keep me up at night, and I'm sure they do for everybody because they're classic human existential problems. I think about my own place in the universe and how minimal and minuscule that is, and I try to reconcile with that, and this movie was an attempt to deal with it through the kind of work I like to make.
David Lowery, thanks as always for stopping by.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. A Ghost Story opens Friday, July 21st. And finally, the Dallas Museum of Art is attempting to set the Guinness World Record today for the most people dressed as Frida Kahlo in one location. The event's called Frida Fest. It's being held in conjunction with the DMA exhibit Mexico 1900 through 1950. Today also marks the iconic artist's 110th birthday. Frida fans will have to follow a dress code, though, such as a unibrow drawn into the face, artificial flowers worn in the hair, or by wearing a red or pink shawl. According to the DMA, the exhibition of Mexican art has set record attendance numbers since it opened in March. Frida Fest begins tonight at 6:00.